Good. Town Board is now in session. Good evening, everyone. How about a Pledge of Allegiance, Ms. Roxanne?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. We'll start out with introductions. To my right is...
I'm Bob Mikes.
To my left is...
Roxana Valadares.
And I am John Delabos. Thank you for coming. First part, we will do some staff introductions. We have our Secretary Victoria Bonner. We have Tick Sager Bloom's representative, Beatrice Martinez. And who do we have from the county?
Greg,
thank you, Greg. I didn't catch the first part. I think I'm getting old. Thank you. And we have any portion of the beginning of the meeting is devoted to public comment. If anybody has just any general public comments about any items on the agenda or anything that they would wish to say before we start the meeting, this is the time to do that. Okay, seeing we have none, I would like to request approval for the meeting minutes of August 27th. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes.
Thank you, sir. I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Now let's move on. I also would like an approval of the agenda for this evening. I move that the agenda be approved for this evening. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we're good on that. Do we have any informational items? Oh, we do. Good. That's right. A bit. I thought we did. Go ahead.
We have a community resource fair this Saturday here at Winchester from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Various elected officials and their offices will be here in the room next door providing their resources. Congresswoman Titus's office, State Senator Ivana Kinsella, Assemblywoman Heidi Swank, Assemblywoman Howard Watts, Commissioner Sagerblum, and City Councilwoman Olivia Diaz will all be in attendance.
Oh, right.
And that also is before our next event, which is September 27th. We're going to be having a job fair at the Government Center with Commissioner Gibson's office from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hmm. And this is, we have at least right now, we have 60 employers. We're going to have up to 90.
Wow.
So if anyone in the audience has a company that has open positions right now, we're only accepting companies that actually are ready to hire. So it's great for applicants. They can register online and through either the Clark County website or any of the commissioner's social media. Or I can see you afterwards and I can give you the website to register as an employer or as an employee, or potential employee.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. That sounds great. Okay, we have our first item on the agenda this evening. Let me go to that. UC-19-0638, Winchester Ventures, LLC. It's a waiver of development standards for the following: a reduction in parking and a reduction in floor-to-ceiling height of the business.
And a use permit.
And a use permit, thank you, for a laundromat. I missed that, thank you. Design review, alternative parking lot landscaping on 3/10 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the south of Sahara Avenue, SOSA design overlay district, generally located on the west side of Linwood Street, 118 feet south of Sahara Avenue within the Winchester Township. Is the applicant present this evening?
Yeah.
Oh, well, very good. Thank you.
Would you like me to come up there?
I would be wonderful. Thank you, sir. And please, if you would mind also kind of presenting to the audience, if some of the people have spoken, have complained. Okay, outstanding.
You don't need to hold this up for you, though?
Yeah, we have an easel, gentlemen. If you just kind of keep it from rolling up, that should work fine. Yeah, there you go.
We have an interesting opportunity to support recycling of an existing property and its uses. 1962, this project was built as a laundromat.
Wow.
And subsequently, through the last 50, 60 years, it has changed hands and changed uses, and then it's been empty, and along comes Bruce and he buys it. Because he owns Las Vegas Coin Laundries. This is his seventh location. And it does a wonderful job, I have to admit. Very clean, very safe, and this ended up being a perfect fit for his business. Interestingly enough, there's a little patch of building that doesn't exist. It just didn't get built. And it's just dirt. This is an alley. That is an alley. This is Linwood. Mm-hmm. And the parking is existing. And we're filling that empty space in, about 800 square feet, to make it more convenient for the equipment that we install. Now, interestingly enough, you read the waivers, yes. Things were different in 1962, and they didn't worry about trash enclosures and adequate landscaping, etc. So some of those waivers have to do with that. For example, we added a new trash enclosure and has to be screened with landscaping, so that took away some parking. So we had to waive our parking by a couple of stalls, I think, one or two. In any event, I think it's going to be a very good and well-needed service in that neighborhood that we're returning it to. Mm-hmm. We invite your questions and request your support.
Do we have any questions from any members of the board? I have to say that I took it upon myself to visit your the site just to drive by so I would be clear where it was, because to be honest with you, I thought it was all apartment buildings. I didn't know that little building was even there. So it was informative. And then I also visited your East Charleston location, 1748 East Charleston. And I just didn't drive by. I actually parked and went in and sat there. And
did you do your laundry?
No, I have a washer and dryer, but I wanted to kind of see what kind of business you run. And I had to say, when I went in there, even though that neighborhood gives me pause once in a while after dark, I felt completely comfortable in there. There was a lot of space. Everybody was busy doing what they should be doing, which is their laundry. It was very clean. So I was kind of impressed, actually.
What time did you update it?
I went, I went on Saturday, and I went at 1 in the afternoon, and it was busy.
Pretty busy time.
Oh, yeah, it was real busy. Every dryer on this site was going both rows. It was very busy. There was an interesting display, too, when you walked in of things in dryers that was sort of unusual. It looks sort of like modern art.
Yeah, that's true.
It was sort of unsettling, but it was fun. It was nice. I mean, I thought the business did a good job. So, are there any comments or input from the audience?
I have a statement. I also drove by this location, and it looked like a really good idea to me. I don't care about the 16-foot ceiling, or that's ridiculous. But anyway. It looked like a good project.
Thank you.
I agree with you, Bob. I really do. I think it's a very good location. There's a lot of people in that area that will really benefit from that. Any other comments on the board? Okay, seeing we don't have anything else, I move to approve this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's go to number two, WS-19-0618 Concord Prime LLC and Vegas Star LLC. Is the applicant present this evening? Hi there.
Good evening.
We have a waiver of development standards for increased wall sign area, a design review for wall sign in conjunction with an office building on 3.3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the east side of Channel 8 Drive within Winchester. The applicant is present, so Would you mind giving us your name? And
thank you. My name is Rod Carter, here on behalf of Elite Media. I'm sure most of you are familiar with my company. We do the temporary signage that's in conjunction with the convention business, Spring Hill, Marriott, Renaissance. Last year, you were gracious enough to approve no more reviews for the Marriott, and shortly thereafter, Paradise Town Board followed, and we no longer have reviews at that location as well.
What is that location?
Excuse me, this is the Renaissance Hotel.
Okay.
Okay, so we got the Renaissance, the Marriott, and Spring Hill. All were within the convention corridor. This map here kind of illustrates the current convention center. This is the newly expanded convention, and the green dots represent where Renaissance and Marriott Spring Hill are and the 101 convention. So I'm here before you today to ask for your approval in allowing us the same use that we currently have. The Spring Hill, we're allowed 10 times a year to do temporary wraps. The Marriott and Renaissance, Marriott Renaissance, we get 6 times a year. Staff, if approved, is recommending 6 times a year. These are temporary events, temporary signage, non-structural, just gigantic stickers that go on the facade of the building. They go up prior to, they come down immediately thereafter. And we're excited to be a part of all this convention business. And that being said, I expect to ask for approval.
Okay. You said staff recommended 6 times a year?
So that's a part of if our approved conditions and we concur.
Okay, well, I have staff recommending denial.
If approved conditions, right. They're basing their recommendation of approval based on the square footage. So you can see our request for the square footage and the percentages. They go along with all the approvals that are existing. For example, south wall on the Spring Hill is a 2,217% increase. I could go on and on and on, but they're all in line with one another. So we're really not asking for anything above and beyond what we currently have with the properties. Again, you have to excuse the clarification. There's a follow-up page that if it's approved, they will allow us for.
If approved, 2 years to commence review, which is all the rest of that is boilerplate.
Right.
The maximum of 10 days, 6 events.
That's correct.
All of that is, if approved, is boilerplate. But the overall impression that I got, of which there is no supplementary paperwork, did you get anything else?
No.
No? Okay. Is denial. And I got to tell you, two things that I would like to share, and then I'm out of this discussion. Let other people have the chance to pontificate. First of all, the Spring Hill Suites approval was given basically as a hardship or give back because the Spring Hill Suites suffered the loss of one contractor was $100,000 a month from airline employees because they could not sleep due to the noise created by all the convention center work. And there was another contract they lost, which was $47,000 a month, I believe. So they lost $147,000 a month worth of contracted business. This wasn't depending on people just deciding they wanted to stay there. This was guaranteed income. And they lost that because of the building of the convention center. So they allowed them to put a sign on the west side. There is no sign permitted on the north side.
Correct.
I live at Turnberry, and if
yes.
that would have been a go-to-the-mat issue for me.
Understood.
And I have not seen a sign recently on the east side of the building facing Paradise. I seen one on the west side facing the Strip, mm-hmm. and on the south side facing South Las Paradise Road. Mm-hmm. So, I think my personal feeling is you're just going for too much, man.
Understood.
I mean, that's what I think.
That these are very specific individual. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
For the Renaissance, or even Spring Hill would be a great, great example. Six times a year, in the 10 years that we've had this entitlement, we've exercised our permit twice, two times out of six times in any given year. So Spring Hill, we've gone years without even having one activation. So it's just because there's 10 allowed per year doesn't mean that we're using all of those permits.
No, but once those permits are granted by us and then approved, and the convention center gets additional business, then you could conceivably, without, in my mind, too much imagining, go to 10. Not that that wouldn't be approved, because it would be, but my fear is that you will be too successful, and don't take that the wrong way. Because in that case, we will be looking at this stuff potentially 100 days a year. 10 events, 10 days, potentially. I'm not saying that could that's would be the case. That's almost one-third of every year. So I don't have a problem necessarily with the frequency of the occasion. I just have a problem with the size of your request. It just seems so audacious to want to wrap four sides of a 12-story building.
And to kind of piggyback on your comment where, you know, Spring Hill, for example, where we're entitled to use all three sides.
Uh-huh.
Just because we're entitled to use it doesn't mean the advertiser isn't necessarily going to buy it.
Going to spend the money, right.
So for this example, I can't sit here and tell you that the Apple of CES or whoever the convention
Microsoft, whatever, be, yeah.
will buy all of these walls. That would be amazing, but the reality of it is
no, but if they buy one and then another person buys another and another person buys
potentially it goes up and it would come down immediately thereafter.
No, I understand that. Like, for example, they have a approval on the side of Piero's.
Yes.
Now, Piero's is a two-story building at best.
Yes.
It stretches on one side only, and that side actually faces the people that are going to really be paying attention to this, those at the convention center.
Right.
Now, personally, I live in Tower 1 at Turnberry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be interested in seeing the north side of that building have anything on it, but if it had something on it that wasn't the entire side, I would go, well, that's part of our society, you know, where we are giving people the right to be successful. And I can live with that. But knowing that I have to look at both sides of that building, and the other four are potentially wrapped, other two are potentially wrapped too, or the other, I mean, that's just...
And it's part of the reason
it's overdone,
why,
I think.
It's part of the reason why we're here. We don't, obviously, with you living in Turnberry, the expansion of the convention center, with that new front and this location being directly in front of the convention center itself.
Do you realize that that side of that one building is going to be right against the Majestic?
Yeah.
So
there's an opportunity that if approved that we won't even use it again. It's
I can't imagine you being anybody able to see anything once that's built.
And to further clarify on what you were saying too, or just add on, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Just because, you know, for example, this entire facade is approximately 29,000 square feet of advertising space.
Yes, sir.
It includes the parking structure.
Mm-hmm.
We don't maximize all of it. There's not to say that the opportunity or the potential advertiser is going to come in and say, okay, well, we're only going to use half of this space. So each opportunity is going to be different in of itself with the convention center, with the height of the wall that's going in, there's going to be some obstruction, you know, we're going to take a hit. There's no doubt about it. As this becomes up and running, the Renaissance and the location, there's going to be some diminished value that we have. And, you know, who's to say that BMW is no longer going to renew this opportunity with us? And so kind of just trying to prepare for the future.
Well, my feeling, my personal feeling, and then I'm done, is that if you know you're going to have reduced visibility due to the new convention center building, which is going to be approximately 80 feet high. Right now it's four stories, but it actually comes to like the sixth story at Turnberry because those stories are higher. Mm-hmm. Then the bottom portion of at least two sides of that building are not going to be visible to anybody unless they happen to be walking up Convention Center Drive to begin with, which means they're going to be starting to actually leave the corridor of the convention area that they've come here to be functioning in. So it's nighttime, it's dark. Why not just give up the bottoms of those buildings to begin with and the side that's going to face an existing hotel that you probably may wrap once before it's built and then maybe get on the rest? Just saying.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I can't not agree with you there. You know, it's just going to be one of those things that as the convention center opens and as we get into this, there's a lot of unknowns. And again, if just because the entitlement would exist doesn't mean that the advertiser is going to buy it. As you said, as soon as Majestic opens up this...
Or starts to build
it. Or build it.
Yeah.
It's going to completely eliminate that. So just because it might be a part of the inventory or a part of the opportunity to sell doesn't mean that the advertiser is going to buy it. And that's why, you know, we would hope that the east face would be more appealing because it's past and it's going to be right in front of the new convention center's front door. And it would, you know, it's a great compliment to the conventioners at the convention. We have to be in conjunction with the convention business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand that. Okay, well, I'm done.
Well, my feeling about it is the way you're presenting it to us is we might not sell it, it might not be used, but we want the right to do all that. To me, that's a turnoff. I think it's excessive what you're planning. And for us to give you that right, excuse me, to do all that is beyond my comfort zone.
I personally disagree. With both. Because I've seen, you know, other casinos take on, like, the Knights and have the big sticker on the front of it. And I personally like it. I think it's a great way to promote Las Vegas. I think it's not the same thing we get to change in. It's not lights. It's not like it's going to be flashing inside of people's buildings. And I think
you don't talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not lights. You know, if you're telling me it's at a 10% light, you know, it's like beaming up. I would be like, okay, it's excessive.
Pills on, pills off. There's
yeah,
no and lighting. There's, you know, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh no. I just agree.
Just circle back to Mr. Mike's comments, and yeah, I don't want to sit here and present something to you. It's just the truth. The truth is that we've had these entitlements for a very long time. You've supported us in the past with no longer being reviewed on these, but I can tell you, I've been with the company for 7 years, and every year we average two of our six permits per year. So, you know, it would be phenomenal if we could maximize those opportunities out because they are temporary. They go up, they come down. So I don't want to discredit my company and my ability, but there's just a truth there.
And I believe that it's a way to change the face of Las Vegas every 10 days without having to destroy a building and rebuild it and wait years for it. I just find it, you know, because when you look at the flashbacks of the city in itself, mm-hmm. when we're trying to, because this is a tourist city, it's, that's what it's come down to, you know, it is, that's what it is. It's, you know, in and out, constantly people coming and going, and seeing it in that perspective, if I come once to Las Vegas and then a year from now I come back and it's totally different, it excites me and I want to come back and I want to bring somebody else. And it's just, it rotates that. So I find it to be not excessive and I find it to be like I said, there's no lights. So, you know, it's like a peel, and it just gives a new face. It's like getting your face redone. Let's put some Botox in it. Let's, you know, let's just do a little bit of a change going back and forth. So I
think that's an interesting comparison. I have to admit.
You know, a new facelift every so often. And like he said,
I
don't think it'll be...
You only have three in your life.
Exactly, but I don't, you know, and like he said, you know, once that building goes up, they're not going to use that side of the wall. So they're not going to fully cover, and I don't think it's beneficial either way for your company to put a bunch of different, just all the way around the whole entire hotel. I don't think it'll ever be wrapped. They might do, you know, this month or these 10 days, this one promoter, take it down, on the other side, put another.
I would have to say that I would be more inclined to be receptive to your line of thinking if you weren't asking for so much.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the biggest part of the issue.
The ask was just, it was following what is already...
Yeah, but every situation is going to be different. Whether you get it on one place and then you get it on someplace else, they're not necessarily equal, and people aren't going to necessarily look at them the same way. I don't have a problem with the Spring Hill Suites. They don't overdo at all. I don't have a problem with the Renaissance either. But those buildings wrap one, two sides. I've never seen the Spring Hill Suites wrapped on three sides at one time.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the Renaissance wrapped on more than two sides.
Right, yeah. The Renaissance typically, you know, we have the entitlement to go one, two, three. And just as the convention center as it sets up today, currently, this is the side that is utilized more than not. You know, the only thing that I could say is the if approved conditions is a 2-year review. So I would be back, you know, if you were so inclined to support us moving forward today, we'd be back in 2 years. We would have better understanding of what's taken place.
Your company has a goal of being successful.
Absolutely, we do.
So if
otherwise,
you are successful,
I'm coming to you asking for a job.
If you are successful, and you may very well be, that whole area around there is going to look like a giant billboard. It's like driving into Las Vegas from Baker. I mean, one billboard after another. Now we're going to put them all around all of our buildings and stuff. To me, it's a little tacky. But that's my feeling.
No, that's a good word. I mean, I don't have a problem with utilizing portions of that building. I just have a problem with utilizing as much of it as you're seeking approval on.
Maybe I could lean on staff here. Do you have a recommendation to reducing the size that would be...
You can, part of your motion, you can put a condition to maybe just a certain size. You want to only approve or not approve a certain size? Or you can reduce the certain square footage? So it's really up to you guys what you want to do.
What is the square footage you're asking for on the east side and the north side? Because those to me
are...
They're
approximately 16,000 square feet.
Each.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I know. That's why I'm speaking of a reduction.
Yeah. Yeah. And just in, you know, in comparison, the north wall, 20,000 square feet. This wall is 19,000 square feet.
No. I understand.
Yeah.
But also those. Buildings don't, like you said, you don't wrap the garage. So to me, even requesting that side that's going to be up against another building is just kind of like, why?
Well,
why aggravate the situation?
Why, no, well, I didn't know I was aggravating a situation.
Yar.
For one. Two, there's been a history of that property going to be developed, not going to be developed.
They do have their financing, though, now.
So
I happen to know that.
That's fantastic.
But you're right about that.
If there's, you know, I don't know, if there's a bargaining chip I could offer at the table, if I may, would you be comfortable in supporting the walls and eliminating the parking garage?
I would be comfortable in supporting the walls at 10,000 square feet each.
So all three walls?
Well, I'm going to see two of them, so the one that I don't see, I don't care about. So I guess that's so the west side.
We can't do that.
Okay, well, I'm just offering the gentleman some options. If we have to take it as written here, which
we do, go back through them and let them go through planning and bring it back up.
Okay.
You don't have to come back. If you wanted to approve a certain size and you want to make a motion to approve, you would say, north, east, and west elevation of the building is maximum 10,000 square feet. That's what you want to do.
Have a right to put those caveats on it, don't we? That's what I thought.
On the size we want, if we want to eliminate certain size, it's all up to you guys how you want to make it.
That's sort of what I kind of thought we could do. I would be willing to approve a reduction on those three sides and a elimination of that one side of the garage, which I think is ridiculous, but that's my own opinion. That I would be willing to entertain, but I'm not trying to put you in a position where you have to say yes to something that you can't say yes to either. So that's not my intention. I'm just offering an option, that's all, sir.
Would we be able to, because you said 10,000 square feet, would we be able to compromise and maybe do it 15?
Well, the total is 16.
I know, but then you see the north side, it's 21, the east is 16, the west is 16.
Yeah,
if we compromise in between, get to maybe a 15, which I think is fair.
Well,
it's only 10 days. It's not like it's going to be up 365 days.
Well, the east parking garage, though, is the one on the ground that we would be eliminating anyway.
And I think, that's okay. I mean, doing three sides of a wall.
Three sides of a building.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Three sides of the building and giving them a fair of 15. We can compromise.
I would agree with that. I would ask that, if I may.
Of course, that's what you're here for. We want to hear from you. We're not trying to badger.
Everybody's time. So when we put this together, obviously we look at maximizing everything we can. I appreciate the recommendation. I'm in full support of reducing it to 15,000. I'm completely on board. Knowing that this is eventually going to go out of play, there are some things that are a part of this wall that necessarily wouldn't allow the entire wrap to be. There's some
utilities.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some cell antennas and stuff that we would just go over and whatnot. Would you consider reducing this by 50% and only allowing this part? Because it could be an option that maybe somebody doesn't want to be completely up on that. It just gives us options to present to our advertising clients as an alternative. If you want to eliminate it,
If you would like, if that's something you're interested in, I might be interested in proposing to the board that see what they think about reducing it to 12,000 for square feet per side and giving you that portion on the low rise of the parking garage that's against the street, going back an established distance.
So 12,000 here and 15.
No, 12 on all three sides and 12 down there as well. That way you would have the option of having high or low, which seems to be something that you'd be interested in pursuing, but he ain't going to get the whole thing because that's just, I think it's overdone. My personal opinion is excessive.
Will there ever be a moment where, let's say that we were to approve everything, mm-hmm. would there ever be a moment where all of it would be filled?
So again, it's something that I can't sit here and just promise you. What I can tell you is my experience in my company. Mm-hmm. And again, for as long as we've been doing this, we've had one opportunity, one client that does it all the sides, and it's only happened one time. It happens one time a year, and it's one of the six permits that we have at the Renaissance where BMW uses the parking garage, the glass, as this makes the curve. There's glass here and then the back wall. They're the only advertiser that we've had in the history of my company that has maximized the opportunity. Everybody else buys, here's the South Florida.
In the corner, yeah.
Everybody else buys it in half. So to answer your question, I don't have that answer for you today. Okay. I can tell you that they're the only advertiser that we've ever had that has done that.
Okay. And I do remember that.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's time to make a motion, because we could banter this about all evening, and that's not my intention. I move that we allow 12,000 square feet of advertising on four sides of the building that you're asking for.
Yeah.
Three sides of the building and on the parking garage portion against the strip, going back to a total of 12,000 square feet from the strip, pardon me, from the convention center back.
Okay.
So however
just
many...
Just, I mean, to be clear, just 12,000 per... 12,000 square feet per each...
Per installation.
Facade.
Right. But with the understanding that you're going to concentrate on the first third to half of the bottom installation and not take it all the way back. Because I don't want to make those people do that. That's not fair to them when they're building something there, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I think as attrition happens, as well, not attrition, excuse me, wrong word, as development happens,
yeah,
this is just going to be less appealing.
Yeah, I think so too. That's my guess. It's appealing now because it's you can see it. It won't be when you can't. That's my motion. Do I have a second? Okay, that failed. Next.
So, what's going right there on that side?
Majestic project.
I just think it's going to cover up everything. What if we...
Well, the low rise will, because so the low rise is restaurants and casino and hotel lobby, and it's going to go all the way back.
It's going to be an alley, basically, back there.
Well, no. I mean against that other building. It's going to go all the way to the property line.
Oh.
It's designed to go to the property
right.
line, because they don't usually do alleys here anymore.
Right, so there's not going to be anything.
What your proposal is that you want to recommend that they're still allowed to do everything, just lesser, 12,000
yes.
square
yes.
feet.
Yes, for all four locations. Knowing that the one on the ground is probably going to end up disappearing anyway, for the most part. But in that way, we end up reducing what could be visible at the same time. Because as part of the motion, the other three sides get reduced by 25% in every instance, approximately. And in one instance, the north wall instance, it's more than 25%. It's almost 50%. Well, it's 40% anyway. So my looking at is half a, two-thirds of a loaf is better than none. Hey, that's what a government's all about, a compromise.
Yeah, or we can do a motion that we approve the 15.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing it 2 years, we revise it in a year, see how they're doing, go back to it. If we find it to be excessive, we reduce it to 12.
You want to make that motion?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so a motion...
No, let her make it.
So I'm the swing vote.
Yes, you are.
Well, you're gonna be the swing vote in any case. But
yeah.
Go ahead and make your motion.
So I motion to do three sides of the building, not the garage, at 15,000 square feet, and we come back to it in a year.
Okay, so you're taking the garage away completely.
Yes.
And your proposal is for 12,000 square feet.
Mine's waiver 1D.
Yes.
Really,
oh, okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
went to,
I'm,
hers is 15
right, like,
minus 12, but she's adding, she's taking the garage away and I'm allowing it to be there, knowing it will fall away eventually.
So it's my vote then, right?
Well, you
so
will.
So, motion you can second.
I mean, I...
Yeah, I'm, go ahead, dude. What if, well,
all right.
You have a vote on, we'll have a vote on Ms. Valdez's motion. All those in favor?
Of hers.
Of mine.
Not me.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion fails. Do we have a third motion?
Yours.
Okay, we're going to bring mine back. All right. I move that we allow 12,000 square feet on all four surfaces of the building, and that you come back to us in the required period of time, the 2 years. I'm good with that.
Okay.
And that you are allowed to then proceed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your time. And thank you for bearing with us.
I think that was the most intense one we've had.
As we work through these things.
You know what? We'll be back in 2 years.
Hunky dory, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, we have our last item. I'm sure this man probably thought he'd never get up here.
You don't remember me from 2 years ago?
I basically very vaguely do, yes, but not clearly.
Yay,
our third item is ET, oh boy, that's interesting, -19-40013, UC-0909-17. -2975 Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, LLC, is a use permit first extension of time for a marijuana establishment, retail marijuana store, design review exterior interior modifications to an existing retail building on 9/10 of an acre in a C2 general commercial zone in an MUD-1 overlay district generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, 1,000 feet south of Circus Drive within Winchester. For possible action, the applicant is obviously here. Good evening, sir. Please introduce yourself.
Good evening. My name's Todd Vitilago with Vitilago Patch Architects. I represent the applicant. Essentially, the pictorials you see before you is exactly what we submitted almost 2 years ago. The project got approved. The partners moved ahead with design. Then they stopped due to evaluating what they wanted the book to be on the inside. They got estimates, a drug, they got more estimates, it's over their budget. Long story short is, I am releasing a demo permit at the end of this month. Contractors being selected now, they will start commencing work on the project. The bid documents for building department review are going to be turned in the first week of October. So this applicant does not want to lose their approval. Nothing's changed from the original design. They've just been challenging to get a consensus on the interior. I think we have it. We're moving forward with permits. So this is just a precautionary measure for them not to lose their approved use permit. And
well, that's pretty staff cut and dry right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this an exercise to maintain the permit, or do you really see something positive happening?
No, I am releasing a permit at the end of this month for demolition of the existing structure. The footprint is not changing. It's just a new design and a new building that's getting built over the slab.
Okay, and but the exterior looks pretty much like it did before.
It's exactly like that.
So it's just the interior that you're just going to do a facelift on?
But God knows he's got a redesign of the interior because evidently the interior may have been a bit extravagant or something. Yeah, well, for a marijuana dispensary, you can't go too extravagant, believe me.
The industry keeps changing.
Yeah, it sure does. Go to Planet 13, see what's going on.
I have
So you can't get too ornate.
So there's no change in anything, you just need more time.
That's precautionary.
Okay. Well, I feel better about this more time than some of the other more times we've had. Okay, do we have any comments from the board on this item?
This looks like a pong. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, I think you're right. In fact, I agree with you. It's its own sign.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
It just needs a little spout on the side.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, any comments from anyone else? All right. I make a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Thank you for coming. If you don't get your copy back, I keep it.
Well, it's public record, though, but this is what was submitted 2 years ago. Why can't it be on their website?
So why can't have
it? It's in color.
The client doesn't like being released, you can look it up on the county website.
I know. I just try to keep it for my records. That's the whole idea.
Ray can send you a link, and this will pop up.
That's fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you
for coming. Do we have anything, any other, okay, hold on, let me get back to the schedule here. Do we have any other general business? We have a review or finalizing of our 2021 budget request items. And we'll take public comment, of which I don't see any. Public.
Yeah, we just have to put it three times on the agenda just so that the public can come if they want. They have three different times to do that. I did take notes from the last meeting, and we'll be making those requests for the town on behalf of the town board.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, because I didn't know how many times it was noticed.
The last one.
Okay, so it's a total of three, though. Yeah. Very good.
So the first one is sort of like what you requested last year and the status of it. The last time, the last meeting and this meeting is the future request, but we did that at the last meeting.
Okay, outstanding. All right. Do we have any comments from the general public on the matters relevant to the things we've done this evening, or any votes we're taking? Okay, well, seeing that we don't, our next meeting date is September 24th, and we are adjourned. Thank you so much.